degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 36 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium, if it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning. Welcome into the Hump Day edition. It's the Wednesday edition of Inside the Locker Room. Love to have your phone calls, 205-342-9904. The phone number for the shows, all the shows here at Tide 100.9, 342-9904. Put the 205 in front of that. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. You can get that on your smartphone. You can send us an app message. You can take us with you anywhere you go. I know Wednesday is Coach's show, so he'll be out at Baumhauer's Wings. You obviously can catch that. We want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. Always remember, guys, if it doesn't have that yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. Go to yellowwood.com to find all the information and find out where the dealer is closest to you. Good morning, Chase. How are you? Not quite as cold out there this morning, but it feels good out there. So enjoy your day as you head to work or taking the kiddos to school and then to work. Good morning, Dad. How are you doing this morning?
Doing okay. We've got a combination of basketball and football going on in sports right now for us. I'll save the basketball. I'll give the scores, but I'll save my thoughts about the SEC a little bit later when Barry and I have some time. I'm not going to try to do that now. But in the football part of it, Ohio State and Indiana finished 1-2. About the only change was Texas Tech moved up one slot against Ole Miss, and they should have. You know, they play a good schedule, and Ole Miss played Citadel somebody, and so that because of that, they moved them up. So, well, that this is not a 100% thing. Texas was number 10. Vanderbilt was up 14, so they're still, you know, trying to make it. So you can look on there and see. I'll have some comments about it a little bit later. In basketball, Florida just did get by a Florida State team. Alabama had played by two. Kentucky lost to Louisville. Louisville and he took his shot the lights out. Kentucky needs to play better on the defensive end because they don't guard anybody much. Arkansas and Auburn played nobody and beat them. And those two games, and Oklahoma beat somebody, and that was the way it was. So the Louisville Kentucky game was one that I was looking at. I looked at it quite a bit. Michigan got by Wake Forest 85-84, and Duke stomped Army. So we'll see what happens there. Still a big stink over the money that Coach Kelly is going to get from LSU. Continues to lay there, and people continue to argue about that. So I'll give what I think about the SEC later on, and we'll Barry and I'll discuss it because he has some thoughts about that too. So anyway, bunch of scores in basketball, pick them in football. You kind of know where your team stands, and there'll be two or three more deals before these last three games are over.
Yeah, the atmospheres in those basketball games last night in Louisville was really good. The Florida game was really good. The Michigan game was really good. I hear these commentators, they brag on Pat Kelsey, and even Mark Pope. I mean, guys, if you give me $14 million, I think I could have a pretty good roster, too. So the Blue Bloods almost need to play each other now, because anybody that has the Kennesaw States of the world, or small schools, has any good player, the kid from Bryant High School that's at Kennesaw State, comes off the bench now for Louisville, and he's making well over $1 million. It's such a gap now between these teams, and so when you play these non-conference games against these lower, Auburn, as you said, they win 93-62. Oklahoma plays Pine Bluff. I'm not sure what that's doing for you. 95-69. Ole Miss, who you liked, did play Memphis, but these atmospheres and these really good games, that Gonzaga game, the atmosphere was great. There's just, I think with NIL now in the transfer portal, there's such a gap now between the smaller Division I schools and the major ones that it almost doesn't do these big schools any good to play these smaller schools anymore, in my opinion. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think that's true. Smaller schools have no chance. North Alabama's people like that, they have no chance. They get their best player. If they hit on one, he's gone. Money is a factor, and all these teams need to understand that. So it's Kentucky gets a big hunk of money because they've been a basketball factory for a long time. They better start guarding somebody. They ain't gonna be as good as people think. So I'll leave that alone right now. But Alabama's getting a lot of money too, and they're doing a good job with it. I'll talk about Alabama when Barry and I have more time. So welcome your calls.
In the playoff predictor last night, 5 SEC teams in this playoff: Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas, well, was the last team in, and obviously Texas Tech with Alabama in Texas, A&M getting the byes. Vanderbilt, I think, still has an outside shot. I think they're ranked 14.
Outside.
Well, they're 14. They went out, they'll get in. I think this weekend, of the 5 SEC teams, you could eliminate 2 of them. You could eliminate Alabama, could eliminate Oklahoma, and Georgia could eliminate Texas with the 3 losses. And maybe one of them will eke in, but then that makes room for Vanderbilt if they could win out and get in the playoffs. So when it's all said and done, these two people beat each other up. You got to put somebody in there. So there may end up being a 3-loss team in there. Cause I don't think the ACC is going to give, they're not going to give but one team as bad as they are. So I don't know your thoughts.
I think the three loss teams got the best chance of ever, really and truly. Cause the Big Ten is only going to lay it 2. And a league as big as the Big Ten, 10 will have 3 or 4 that don't. And so I think it gives a shot for Alabama, for the SEC to have, what they should deserve. And that's the 3 loss.
The Big Ten is going to get, they're going to get 3 for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oregon, I think, will get in.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I forget Oregon. I put Oregon on the West Coast.
Yeah. Well, they are on the West Coast, but I think they'll get in. So I think Big Ten will get.
Sure,
I think they'll
sure
get 3.
I miss that.
So they'll get 3. The SEC gets 5. You got 1 now, non-power 5, and Big 12. You got Texas Tech that will most likely make it. They're sitting there 9-1. So they're close. Then you got BYU in Utah at 12-13. So they're right on the outside. Looking in, although BYU got blasted against Texas Tech. Texas Tech's put a lot of money in their athletic program.
They put as much money as anybody in the country.
They put a bunch of softball. They bought that softball pitcher. But they put it in basketball. They put it in football. And it seems like the people that put the money in there, they seem to win.
The presidents have learned the more successful you are in the big sports, the more students you have. The more students you have, the bigger your school is. The more money you make, the more big deal it is. So I think they look at students. They look at the students that come to the University of Alabama because of Nick Saban. Jiminy Christmas. A lot of them.
Yeah, Georgia Tech, who I like, they're back there at, where are they at? They're
16 and Miami's 15 right now. So Miami is projected to get into there. So the ACC should be pretty interesting there. All right, we'll go ahead and take the first break. Up with the phone lines, 205-342-9904. We're off and running. Give us a call. I mean, I think the committee's job's pretty easy right now. It'll get more difficult as these teams start to pile up.
The hard jobs, son, are at Kentucky, excuse me, at Auburn and Arkansas and LSU. That leg breaks getting a coach.
Yeah, and looking at high school basketball, a lot of basketball last night. Hill County beat Bryant. Hill County's got the kid going to Oklahoma. That game was at Hill County. They had so many people in there. There were so many people on the baseline that they let fans stand in there. I don't know how the guys were taking the ball out of bounds, Jay. You can't have the fans were all the way up to the end line. I mean, how do you let that
play well?
He played pretty good. He played okay. We play him next Thursday out there. So, but I mean, you gotta get those people off the baseline. You can't have them nine deep on the baseline in there. Come on. Two-man truck at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. Give them a call today. It's 205-247-5050. It's two men in a truck. Movers, who care?
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Wednesday morning. Nearly a year after his arrest for his involvement in the disappearance and presumed death of his grandson, John Bailey will be in Fayette County Court today. Remains of what is thought to be one-year-old Caleb Collins are still being examined by the FBI laboratories. No word on when that report might be available. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather throughout the day. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, here's your Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Starting in Foster's with some construction updates. It's 2059 eastbound right before Foster's. It's Holly Springs Lane at exit 62. Also in Tuscaloosa, more long-term road construction updates on 2050.
Can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu. Available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by Two Dimes. Online at TwoDimes.club. And by Druid City Regional Medical Center. DCHSystem.com.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside.
After the game, the Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The warming trend continues today. The sky's sunny, the high 65. Clear tonight, the low 41. Tomorrow and Friday, lots of sunshine both days. The high tomorrow 70, the high Friday afternoon, a mild 73 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 37 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide, the best sports talk, period. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Radio, the Yellowwood hotline is open, 205-342-9904. All right, football wise, Alabama takes on Oklahoma. The big talk about Alabama is the lack of running game. And I think sometimes you just have to realize you don't have a running game. And so you got a quarterback that can pass the football. You got a bunch of receivers. So I think they're just going to have to. And I think that kind of, I think the fans, that's all they do is complain about not having a running game. Well, I don't think you have one. And so you're going to have to throw screen passes, run jet sweeps or something with Jerry Bernard, throw short pass. Just, if you don't have a running game, just throw it. Do you have to have a running game to win in football these days? The NFL, they don't run the ball in the NFL either. So is that as big a deal as everybody's making it out to be?
Well, I think it's somewhat of a problem, but I don't think it's anything they can't overcome. I think they can overcome the problem by getting the football to the wideouts and to the people. The biggest thing is that all you got to do if you don't have a running game is give the quarterback even more protection to throw it. And if you got to throw it, you got to throw it. You've got great receivers, so you go to your strengths to start with. Would you like to have a better running game? Sure. There are times that I know that Sloan did this at Florida. He would, you know, he'd run a draw play some with a guy after he'd thrown it a couple of times. And so I think it's going to be okay. I think Alabama's won the close games. They're doing a good job with their team. They're recruiting well, getting quarterbacks, and just find something to complain about. Everybody's not perfect, and everybody's got something they don't particularly like about their team. Well, all you guys that are hollering about that better be hollering about blocking somebody, keep the guy off of. You say the quarterback's not playing quite as well. See, he can't catch your cotton picking breath.
Well, I don't think you have a running game. So you need a running back that can help block. Last year you had a running quarterback, and you ran the ball with him a lot. He was your running back, and Oklahoma absolutely stuffed you. So this year you got a passing game. So we'll see can they stuff your passing game. They stuffed your running game. So
stuff's got to be quick. You're right. A little quick passes got to come about early in the game.
But Oklahoma still with a good shot making this playoff. They're ranked number 11. Alabama's 4. The line has not moved much. It's the over-under's 45.5, so looking for a low-scoring game. 6.5-point favorite here in Tuscaloosa. So I don't know if Ty's regret. But Alabama's defense, we don't talk about them as much anymore. We killed those guys at the beginning of the season when they played Florida State, but they've continued to kind of get better, and they've played better, and they've made critical stops, and they've gotten critical turnovers at really crucial times. So I don't think we give this defense maybe enough credit. All we talk about is offense, but this defense is more than held its own this year for these guys.
Well, it sure has. I think it's been more consistent than we thought, and they played hard, and they've been able to take the personnel and move it around to where they play with energy. And I think they've done okay. You know, the team that you play, folks, is good too. They can run the football too. They study what Alabama does defensively, and they try to score too. Sometimes our listeners forget that. Other teams, they got players too. So I think you're right. I think the defense is done well.
The other big game, Texas, Steve Sarkisian. It's supposed to be an offensive wizard. He goes to Georgia with Kirby Smart. This is not a vintage defense for Kirby Smart, but it's a tough team. It's a tough team, and they find ways to win. Georgia's 6.5-point favorite. There, it's a night game. Texas coming off a bye week. I think Arch Manning is starting to maybe not ever reach his hype. You could never reach the hype that he had, but he played so poorly early. But now he's starting to, I think the game's slowing down for him a little bit. He's starting to see the field. He's spreading the ball around. They have a quick passing game that helps him as well. So he's improved a lot. We'll see just how much, but you got the offensive guy going against the defensive guy, ABC. Your thoughts about this Texas-Georgia game?
Well, the big thing about Arch Manning is he's playing. He's playing. The more he plays, he's played. When in the early part of the you know, he's got no chance to try to reach expectations. He don't need to. But after he played a few games, he's played a lot of games now, and he's gotten a lot better. I think Texas will, you know, will have a hard time because they have not played well as a group. But it's a humongous game for them, and I'm not going blue plays. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going blue plays that one.
Yeah, the other games, South Carolina's at A&M.
19.5.
Yeah, 19.5. That's going up. A&M's a problem. That quarterback's good. They've taken on the personality of their head coach. I think Elko's a tough, no-nonsense guy. And A&M, like right now, looks to be playing the best football in the SEC. In my opinion. So your thoughts about the Aggies?
I think they are, and I think you hit it on the head. He's a no-nonsense guy. You don't hear much about him. That's fine. You know, he's behind the scenes. You know, you don't talk about when you talk about A&M, you don't talk about him much like you do the other schools. He stays in the background. He gets them to play hard defensively, and he keeps them getting beat. And that way, and he scores enough to win. So when you can keep from getting beat, and he does that, that's exactly what A&M does. So with 19.5, Bears things will go up. I'm not going to blue play this.
Well, it's gone up. I don't think it was that high at the beginning of the week. So, I don't know if I would. No, it's over touching. The only other game that really has playoff implications is Ole Miss. They're at home against Florida. Everybody is, and I think they'll sell this game out 6 o'clock, obviously, but they're, you know, they played the Citadel and Lane Kiffin's begging everybody to come and everybody's making a big deal over the stands not being full and the Ole Miss fan not being appreciative of what Lane Kiffin's done there and blah, blah, blah. You look at these stands next weekend when Alabama's playing Eastern Illinois. In Alabama, if they win, they'll be 9-1, and those stands will have 20,000 empty seats in it. So it has something to do with the opponent this late in the season. You bring the Citadel in there, you're not going to get a lot of people there. So it's just the way it is. We've got people that come down. They said, oh, we're not coming for that weekend. So people are not coming for the Eastern Illinois. They don't want to see Alabama. Now, the people that maybe don't get the chance to go to the games, there's your chance. If you want to go, you pretty much can sit wherever you want. But do you give Ole Miss any chance to lose this game? This is where Lane Kiffin normally stubs his toe in one of these games and costs himself the playoff. But you think he's going to put it
too far? I don't think he'll stub it this time, son. I don't think he'll stub it. And sometimes if you start winning the way Ole Miss has, you get spoiled. And if you're a bunch of people, you decide you ain't gonna come. We're gonna win, just as Barry said. So, Florida staying with their quarterback, who I told you 5 months ago, he wasn't very good after a blowout at Kentucky. So, I don't think this is the day that Florida at Ole Miss is gonna get beat. It'd be more against Mississippi State, who's smarter. Ole Miss continues to roll on, and their schedule has fallen well for them. And believe you me, schedules are humongous. And so, and this is a, I don't want to switch back to what Barry said about the Texas-Georgia game, but you take that Texas-Georgia game and you compare it to that old Florida-Ole Miss game, ooh, quite different.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's a, two big games and then some decent games. And as you start to get when these teams are eliminated, then I think players are starting to – players probably at these programs, Florida, LSU, they're probably starting to decide whether they're even coming back to these programs. But I think it's important they continue to play well, as Nick Saban would say, to create value for themselves, because there is some value now to playing college football, especially in the Big Ten and the SEC.
One thing I want to switch over, I don't mean to switch over, but I got it on my mind. The darn shame that they fire the coach at Samford. The good years that he has had has been terrific. A terrible year this year. That's the way it is among those type schools. I don't know really what happened behind the scenes, but one bad year does not, you don't deserve, after all the good years he had, doesn't, from the outside looking in, doesn't deserve losing his job. But that's my feeling. So.
Do you think a guy like, he says he wants to get back into coaching, will a guy like Jimbo Fisher go to Samford?
Oh, he played there. Might. He might.
You don't need the money.
Oh, I don't know what kind of job Martin Newton does to raising money. I have no idea about that, but he probably looks at it to see if he has any chance to win, come back home to Birmingham and coach where he was. I don't know. You're right, he's still got the money coming in. So that might be what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he wants to go try to be a coordinator somewhere. I don't think he's going to get one of these top jobs where you got a chance to win a national championship. So no. If you find out how much he really wants to coach, if he takes – Samford's a beautiful campus. He can get a nice place there in Birmingham, come back home. But I have heard his name mentioned. Maybe they knew it may come out that he goes there, and they knew they could get him, and so they figured he could help come in there and raise some money. All right, you looking for a place for lunch? You looking for something to eat for the weekend for the big Oklahoma game? You looking for a tailgate option? Thomas Rib Shack is your choice. They're located right there on 15th Street, 2931 15th Street. Local comfort food. They've got great soul food there. They got great barbecue. They got chicken, all the fish that you want, pork chops. All the sides. So give them a call today. They'll set you straight up. You can go to thomasribshack.com or just swing by there for lunch. They'll open the doors up at 10:30. So you can give them a call, 205-759-5010. Or go to the website, thomasribshack.com. Yo, Chase.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
And the clock's going to run out, and Bama's going to win it. And for the love, let's get out of here.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide welcome the Oklahoma Sooners to Tuscaloosa. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, here's your Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Starting in Foster's with some construction updates. It's 2059 eastbound right before Foster's. It's Holly Springs Lane at exit 62. Also in Tuscaloosa, more long-term road construction updates.
Optimized radio and digital marketing plans to help grow your business. Hit me up at wyatt.fulton@townsquaremedia.com and I can tell you more, and let's help your business score big.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours road.
For you, contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127. NorthRiverTimberCO@gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's you know, websites, from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Pressure treated pipe from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you don't want it. All right, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Alabama takes on Purdue. Purdue has only played 2 games. They weren't that impressive in their first game. They beat Evansville the first game, 82-51. I mean, I wouldn't put too much. 87-77 against, Oakland. But they bring in a bunch of seniors, Fletcher Logan, is their leading scorer after 2 games, 22.5 points a game. Their other back, his backcourt mate, Braden Smith, up for the Bob Cousy Award, averaging 10 assists. Right now, he's getting about 13 points a game. They got 4 guys averaging double figures. 4 of their top 6 guys are seniors. Matt Painter took over for Gene Cady. He's been there for a long time, so their program is in place. They did fall one spot. They were ranked number 1 based on having so many older guys back, but they're going to play a rugged style. They'll play inside out, so they're going to make you defend the lane. Most of their teams have. I hadn't watched Purdue this year, but normally they will play traditional basketball with the guys back to the basket. Of course, they had this 7'4" guy, whatever it was there a year or 2 ago. But just your thoughts about Purdue and their rugged style going against the fast-paced Alabama.
I don't really care too much about what they do offensively. They're big guys. The only chance that people have to beat Alabama is defend the perimeter people. If you can't defend the perimeter people and not give up cheap baskets on fast breaks. In other words, the offense gets by you. Kind of like when I played Loyola Marymount years ago. It don't make any difference how many points you score. You're not going to beat Alabama. I don't think this, I'm a sellout crowd and I don't want to mess the game up because I don't know anything, but it'll be close to a double digit loss. Because Alabama is playing fast and playing well. And do you have enough people to defend the perimeter people? And they have a lot of perimeter people. They're not real big. They're not going to rebound as well as they probably need to. But they have, without me getting into it, Alabama has a terrific, terrific schedule. I've studied their schedule. It's really, really a good schedule set up for them. They don't have to go to Arkansas. They don't have to go to Kentucky. And playing Kentucky here with no students won't matter. It'll be a sellout anyway. So Alabama's good, and I'll leave it at that, but I won't go any further about it.
Yeah, but they got to maneuver this non-conference schedule.
That don't mean nothing. That don't mean anything.
Really?
The non-conference schedule, by playing it, you certainly want to win, but you're in the NCAA tournament by playing this schedule. If you do, they've already won 1 game. They're going to beat Purdue. That's going to be 2 games. They might lose a couple of somewhere, but if they win 2 or 3 of those, the committee gets in there and looks at that, plus the athletic director of Alabama's own committee, you look at that schedule.
Well, I'm not talking about them. They're going to get in the tournament, sure. But I mean, you start piling some losses together, and then you got to play now. I don't think many people thought they were going to St. The prognosticators didn't think they were, and Vegas didn't think they were. And so
that's right.
You got Purdue, and you got Illinois, who looked pretty well last night. You got Gonzaga, who's very, very good. That's your next 3 games. One thing Rick Pitino said, and I never have heard anybody say this. He says you can't. I know what he means by turnovers. He said you can't beat Alabama if you don't turn them over. The teams that beat them make them turn the ball over. I've never really heard that. What does Rick Pitino mean by that? Well, I know what he means, but
yeah, I think the turnovers affect you as far as your flow is against with your break. You turn the basket. They're not turning it over. So I don't agree with everything he says, but to me, you can't beat Alabama unless you guard the perimeter people. I don't think the inside people in Alabama can beat you, but I think the perimeter people can. To answer Barry's question, I'm not sure exactly what, but you turn Alabama's gone through periods of time where they have had a lot of turnovers, and unfortunately they have not had as many like, as they usually do. But when you play fast like that, he's saying to you, when you play fast like that, if they turn it over some, you got a shot to beat them. The other night against St. John's, they didn't turn it over much. And they got the basketball where they wanted it, and they scored, and they shot the ball well. And brother, they got, you know, their perimeter people are not real big. And you get a guy that scores 22 points, they play at Auburn? Are you kidding me? What a great pick that was to get a guy like that. And then, you know, we got a guy from California that's not bad, and the ones that have been injured are getting better. It's just the fact that people in Kentucky can no more be Alabama than a goose the way they defend right now.
I'm looking at the box score against Louisville. And I know what he means. If they're playing fast and they're not turning the ball over, then they're getting plenty of three opportunities and scoring opportunities. Right. And turnovers usually lead to baskets on the other end. Alabama only had 7 against St. John, so they took care of the ball against a team that's generally pretty physical defensively in St. John's. And so, if they have 7 turnovers, then you're not going to beat them because they're going to outscore you, and that's the style that they play. So give Coach credit. And, you know, I look
at the rebound offensively against Alabama, too. Alabama can't rebound defensively every cotton miss shot you make and kick it out and be gone with it. You gotta find their guards and slow the outlet pass down a little bit. Go ahead. Sorry.
So anyway, we will see. It should be a fun app. I don't like the game being at 6. I think I've complained about that. It's just, if you live in Birmingham or you live in Huntsville, I mean, you're basically going to have to just say, I'm getting off at 12, get off at 2, 3. But you can't get down here. You know, get in here, get parked, get in your seat and all that. 6 o'clock is tough for people that don't live here. It's even tough for a family here in Tuscaloosa to get the kiddos and get fed. Because you go to the concession stand, Chase, at Coleman Coliseum, and you get a hot dog and a drink, and God forbid you put something else in there, it's $50. It's people complain about the prices. Put your hot dog in your purse. They check your purse. You have to have a clear purse.
I'll take care of Jack's purse.
Is Jack going with you?
Yeah. Thinking so, yes.
Yeah. Well, make sure he eats up in the thing up there, because I can't afford for him to get the concession stand.
Do you know me?
Yeah.
Do you think I came in on a turn truck? You think I know where to park and how to get in place?
Yeah, Jack eats a lot, too, so get him up.
Well, okay. I don't give a crap. So did that little brat of yours. Every time I looked up, he's eating the chicken fingers. And I looked, he could sit down by me. I looked over, he's going.
Kind of sleep.
Yeah. Now, folks, you'll get to watch Tom Hardy if you don't go. The guy working with Tom Harton, he thinks he knows everything, except as Mike Nordholz played for me, and I talk about it all the time. He's a genius. He knows everything. He knows what happened. He knows what's going to happen. He knows everything. So you get full of that, the guy that works with Tom Harton.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll take the break here. You'll get all that, Chase. But don't go to Chase, if you go to the concession stand, You better go with the
coach.
Take one of those. If you have one of those jars, this has like hundreds and hundreds of pennies, just dump it on the counter and say, "That's all I can afford. Whatever this will get me." Make them count your pennies out there, because these concessions,
at these ball games. I'll have Jack bring you something to eat if I'm going.
I don't know if I'm going or not. We may go. I like watching them games at home. I can rewind it.
I don't like one of these announcers.
Yep. I can turn the sound down. All right. Phone lines are open 205-342-9904. This Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, here's your Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Starting at Foster's with some construction updates. It's 2059 eastbound right before Foster's. It's Holly Springs Lane at exit 62. Also in Tuscaloosa, more long-term road construction updates on 2059 westbound. This is between 69 at exit 71A and the Western Bypass at exit 68. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Ron Robinson.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at
A businesswoman, media personality, filmmaker, and author. She'll share her pearls of hope for thriving in life and leadership. Secure your spot today at westalabamachamber.com.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Paver patios, outdoor living spaces, and more. Let the professionals at Hudco Landscaping and Irrigation do those projects around your home or business. HudcoLandscape.com.
95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com, on the app, or the Tide 100.9 app. Each week, we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, with two locations in Tuscaloosa, Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house.
Language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. BABBEL.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The warming trend continues today. The sky's sunny, the high 65. Clear tonight, the low 41. Tomorrow and Friday, lots of sunshine both days. The high tomorrow 70, the high Friday afternoon, a mild 73 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 37 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Where the season never ends. This is your home. Alabama sports. Tide 100.9. Get streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker. We got, I guess, Jenny's list to the show. Chase, I got a text that we are going, is what she said. So I don't know how she thinks she knows. How does she know I'm going, Chase?
She's evolved.
I may let Mac take a friend.
Yeah.
I'll find him a friend to go with.
I noticed you started off by saying I may.
Yeah, I'll get him to take a friend. Maybe they can go to the concession stand. That cost me $200.
You know, I ain't been to concession.
Somebody said that, text me, said the box of popcorn. How much does a box of popcorn cost to make, Chase? They throw it in that little box. That costs maybe, what, 20 cents? It's $10. $10 for a box of popcorn. You got to pay those players on the floor, I guess. Good lance. A drink? You want the souvenir cup? Or you want the regular cup? Souvenir cups, $25. The paper cups, $18.
The souvenir cups got Yay Alabama.
Yeah. I think Coastal Carolina, at their football game, if you win the football game, you got unlimited concessions. So, I don't know.
know how they track that, but anyway. I will take this top of the hour break. No phone calls today. Where is everybody today? Everybody asleep? They're giving up on, they think Alabama's going to have a cakewalk against Oklahoma, Chase. What's going on? A lot of people calling yesterday. You can dial us up 205-342-9904. We'll talk to Bill Cameron as well at 8:15. Find out what's going on down on the plains of Auburn. When will they hire? If they're going to hire the Tulane coach, and they did go ahead and hire him.
They're not going to
hire him. All right, you listen to Tide 100.9, 12.
Assist you with all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The NBA announced a new format for this season's All-Star Game, the U.S. against the world in Los Angeles in February. Two teams of American All-Stars, one team of international players in a round-robin format, a total of four 12-minute games. The Mavericks fired general manager Nico Harrison. Philadelphia edged Boston 102-100. The Celtics record 5-7. Indiana's now 1-10 after losing at Utah 152-128. Brooklyn's 1-10 after losing at home to Toronto 119-109. Champion Oklahoma City is 11-1 so far after ripping Golden State 126-102. Warriors record just 6-6. And New York won its fifth in a row 133-120 over Memphis. College basketball wins for Gonzaga and Illinois. Louisville beat Kentucky. Number 6 Michigan won in overtime against Wake Forest. 10th ranked Florida edged Florida State.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium, if it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first with analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. I get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. He's with Tuscaloosa Toyota. Our main man, Justin Troll. Justin, are you going to the basketball game tomorrow night?
I don't know. I may go. Are y'all going? You got a game?
No, I my wife just texted me, told me I was going. Do you know how much if you go up there, if you go up and get you two cheeseburgers up there, you know how much you're going to pay for that?
If it's the same at Bryant-Denny Stadium, it's pretty expensive.
A cheeseburger. Guy sent me $14.49. You know that's a little soy patty. If you're going to get you a pretzel, you're going to get you a cheeseburger and a pretzel, that pretzel is $13.99 for a pretzel? Pretzels aren't even that good, Justin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get you a chicken and cheese quesadilla. You ain't going to be able to get nothing to drink. That's $15.49 for a chicken. If you get a drink, you're going to be up in the $25 range. So
what'd your wife do? She called you and say, hey, we're going to go to the ball game tomorrow night?
Well, she heard me.
Before we go?
She heard me talking to Dad before. No, she pay those prices. She don't care. me saying I don't, I might go, and she informed me that I was going, but I may still get out of it. But before we talk, Tuscaloosa Toyota. Who was that little school y'all whooped up on out in Gordo last Friday night? Little team I never heard of.
Walter Welborn.
Walter Welborn. Mm.
Walter Welborn.
49-0.
Yes.
Mm. Who was better, Walter or Welborn?
It depends on if one's for the first half and one's for the second half. But I'll just say Welborn might have been a little bit better in the second half.
Who we got this week?
We have Colbert County. Yeah, Colbert, if you're a northern person.
Where is Colbert? Well, where is Colbert?
Colbert County, if you live there, it's Colbert County in Tuscumbia, where Reese Davis is from.
Where is that game being played, Jess?
Gordo.
Do y'all ever leave?
It's no. The way the bracket falls. We will leave in the third round regardless if we was to win. We'll leave.
What's the line on this game?
I don't know. This team's pretty – both teams are really good, so I don't know. I mean
– Colbert County is pretty good.
Yeah. Both of these teams are good, so we'll see.
I guess you're going to be there in the truck.
Yeah, I got to go represent for my people, so I'll be there.
Okay. Do you wear a Gordo green hat? It looks like the Green Bay Packers.
I'm not a hat person. I don't wear hats.
Oh, you sound like Dad. He don't like hats either.
I don't do hats. I had to wear them, you know, back in high school when I played baseball. I had no choice. But outside of that, I'm not a hat
guy. You're not a hat guy. All right. Well, you're a Tuscaloosa Toyota guy. And last time we talked to you, you talked about the lot was full of new vehicles. And when new vehicles are there, then a lot of used vehicles come in because people buy the new and they trade in the car that they had. So where do we stand today?
Tell you a funny real quick. I've not been there in a few days. I went to Green Bay, Wisconsin, right? And I watched Green Bay in Philadelphia because I'm a huge Green Bay fan. I go watch them play somewhere every year. And so if you know anything about Green Bay, when you drive up to Lambeau Field, you've been there. All right. It's kind of like driving through Norport and then boom, there's Lambeau Field. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Surrounded by little houses, just just totally different than any other place. Okay. So if you come down off 43 and the Highway 43 and you're coming down and you exit off, me and my wife's in the car. And we exit off, and when we exit off, right there, as soon as you see the stadium right there to your left, a huge Toyota dealership. And I told my wife, I said, seems like a place we could live. She said, never. Way too cold.
Yeah, you ain't doing that.
But anyway, so yes, I have not been there in about 3 or 4 days, but I'll be back. And when I left, we had, get this, 48 vehicles headed our way that should arrive sometime the latter part of this month, and we already have over 100 on the lot. Remember, I told you we were going to have 200 cars on our lot before the month's over with. That's what's coming. That's just new cars. We'll have close to 100 used. So 300 cars, we'll figure out where to put them. So right now, if you're shopping and you need something fast, something for, you know, Christmas, whatever the case may be, maybe not, you just need a vehicle, you're going to have a lot to choose from, and there's a lot there right now. And Toyota-thon has started. Everybody knows about Toyota-thon. That's when Toyota pushes all their incentives, holiday cash, special incentive, rates, leases, whatever the case may be. If you're looking for the best deal, you know, you expect me to say, hey, it's a great deal. But right now, if you want to capitalize on all those incentives, now's the time. That runs all the way through mid-December. But jump on it now while the inventory's high. And if you don't see something there you like, pretty much a fact that it's coming in, and we can get that taken care of. But jump on the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com, get it started right there, and where we make that process real easy.
So if they want to trade their car in, just if they had the title, bring that with them, and obviously they don't owe anything on that. They owe something on it, whatever. How do they do all that, Justin?
Yeah, it's a pretty easy process. So if you want to get that process started online, you know, you can do it. It's easy to navigate, whether it be financing, valuing your trade, picking out a car, looking at about 40 photos of every single vehicle, wrap around 360 inside and out. You can see everything you want to. And, you know, and then when you come in, mostly everything's done, you know, and so you don't have to sit there. Like I said, we try to make that process real quick, and you have to. To sell 300 cars a month, you have to make the process like that, or you'd never attain that goal. So jump on right there. If not, just stop by the dealership. We'll do it, you know, like we've done it for many years, or call us. If you want to do something on the phone, just give us a call.
Now that Dad's in town, do you hear from him more or less, Justin?
I have seen
I have seen him twice at the dealership since he has been back. So I would say more.
More?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's he doing with all the bells and whistles?
He's doing great. From the time, well, see, he thought there was an issue with Apple CarPlay, but actually with his vehicle, he just needed a new. I got him a new phone cord, and he's rolling. Yep.
Mm. So yeah, you had an extra one in there.
Well, yeah, I just got him a new one. Yeah.
How many times when people trade their vehicle in, do they leave some cords in there that are good that you get to put in the lost and found?
90% of the time, if something's left, it's a garage door opener.
Yeah. I think my mother-in-law did that. She left a...
Look, garage door opener, a phone cable tucked away, or sunglasses in the sunglasses holster.
Do you tell them, hey, did you get everything out of there? Oh, yeah, I got it all.
Here's the thing. There is no telling how many garage door openers I have in my office where people have called back and said, hey, I left my garage door opener. And I'll say, wow, can't believe that. And then I'll go get I'll swing by there and grab it as soon as I can. Barry, I got a drawer full of garage door openers that they just completely said, I'm done. I got my car. I guess they don't want it. So, anyway, so garage door openers is one of the things that's left. More than anything by far.
But they say, hey, you got everything? Yeah, I got it all. And you walk in there and open up a door and there's something laying right there. Yeah.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
Yeah, you got it all right. Then you got to call the guy to come get it. And,
yeah. That's right.
That's a pain in the neck. That's what you do, though, isn't it? You take care of the
that's
people.
It.
Take care
hey,
of the
you,
people.
Hey, your basketball team, y'all rocking and rolling. Y'all into the season, right?
Yeah, we're 1-0. We were down 2, Justin, against Homewood on Monday night. And let's see, what were we? No, we were down 3. We're shooting free throws with 5 seconds. All right, we make the first one. My assistant tells me call timeout. He wants to miss the second one on purpose and try to rebound it. Jacob Acker, you know Jacob.
Yeah.
So we call timeout. We do miss the free throw. We don't rebound it. We foul them with 3.6 seconds. So we're up to down to 3.6 seconds. I've got 1 foot in the locker room. They go down. Guy makes the first free throw. They're up 3. He misses the second one. My senior point guard takes the ball the length of the court off one leg from about 23 feet. Nothing but net. Goes to overtime.
Y'all got the momentum then.
We got the momentum. They got the ball with 20-something seconds. We had been trapping them. They said there was timeout. They said they want to play them straight up. We play them straight up. They shoot. They miss. We rebound the ball, and they knock our guy to the floor. We got 2 free throws. The score is tied. We missed the first one. I called timeout, which I said, I shouldn't do this. I'm going to freeze my dad. This was this a bad call? I'm going to freeze my own shooter. But I called timeout because this guy was the quarterback on our football team. So he hadn't had a ball in his hand in a year. And I draw up the play you're not going to miss, but just in case you miss, this is what we're going to do. And, he missed, and we rebounded the ball in the air and missed the tip back, but ended up in the second overtime. We were shooting free throws up 2. We made one, missed one, and they missed a half-court shot. And I say all that to tell you we won 73-70. So I should play
a
lot.
What a game.
Yeah. So we should not have won. I felt bad shaking the guy's hand, but I took it anyway. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sound like a great game.
Yeah. We're like Gordo. We just blow everybody out. So.
Yeah, whatever. So. Not in basketball, we don't.
Well, not basketball. But. All right, Justin. Keep it rolling. Where do they get you? TuscasToyota.com. I can swing
right
by 3325 Skyland Boulevard. Thank you, Justin.
That's it. See y'all next week.
All right.
Thank you, Jackson.
We'll take this break.
and get to Bill Cameron. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, here's your Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Starting in Foster's with some construction updates. It's 2059 eastbound right before Foster's. That's Holly Springs Lane at exit 62. Also in Tuscaloosa, more long-term road construction.
4-3. Elite Renovations and Construction serves Tuscaloosa and the West Alabama area. Elite Renovations and Construction, 205-722-8843.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports and it's brought to you by Kinecka Sausage. A true southern flavor since 1947. Order online at KinekkaSausage.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hooper. On Tuesday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we were joined by Alabama legend Jerry Duncan.
You've got to have the will to pay the price to win. This 65 group that's coming in there, they paid a price because, you know, this was back in the days, Roger, when, you know, we would have a water break practicing 115 degrees heat, and everybody would line up on the 50-yard line about halfway through practice, and we'd get it. They'd come down, the trainers and the managers would come down and give everybody a piece of ice and a salt tablet, and then you go back and practice for another hour. but I mean, he just knew how to handle people. He knew when to press, and he knew when to back up a little bit. And he drove us hard. I'll say that.
I'll have more in a moment.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got Kinecka sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how to get my grill on. You can smell that flavor up and down the road. It's a little taste of heaven, and everybody knows. I get my grill on.
Kinecka sausage. It's just a little taste of heaven.
Join us tonight for Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa at 6 p.m. Central. You can listen to Hey Coach on our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as watch on all Alabama Athletics social media platforms. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Kinecka Sausage. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The warming trend continues today. The sky's sunny, the high 65. Clear tonight, the low 41. Tomorrow and Friday, lots of sunshine both days. The high tomorrow 70, the high Friday afternoon. A mild 73 degrees. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 42 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
Inside the locker room. Well, we had played that yesterday when we had Senator Tuberville on. We're gonna get in trouble playing that Auburn fight song this much. But we'll get right to the Yellow One Hotline. He's with ESPN 106.7 The Drive down in Auburn, Opelika, 4 to 6 every Monday through Friday. Bill Cameron. Good morning, Bill. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Fine, guys. How about y'all?
We're good. Go ahead, Dad.
Got Noah's on my show, but do you have any idea who the football coach is going to be at Auburn?
No. If I did, they probably wouldn't be happy if I told it. But no. It sure feels
give me three choices.
Well, I'd say you've got to have DJ Durkin has got to be a viable candidate. I think John Sumrall is the name that we've heard, you know, the most throughout. That third one right now, I keep hearing either Kenny Dillingham, Eli Drinkwitz. I surely can't guarantee that the new coach is going to be one of those four, but those are probably the four names that get that have the most buzz, I guess, right now.
If they're going to hire the guy from Tulane, if that's who they decide on, and Dad says that's not who they're going to hire, but if it is, I think I would just go ahead and hire him. Bill, and tell him he needs to leave Tulane. We're going to pay you pretty handsomely here. I think he would. I don't think he'd turn it down and get there and get to work. If it's not him, then I don't know what you do. Just your thoughts about if it's a Tulane guy, go get him now.
Well, I mean, he's got a chance to have another 10-win season down there at Tulane. They still got an outside shot of making the playoffs. So I don't know. I mean, we've been talking about it. If you can have your guy ready and announce him within, you know, a day or two after the Iron Bowl, then you've got 5 days for him to make his pitch to the current team to see if you can hang on to them. You've also got a few days to try to get in touch with recruits. So I think that's sort of the feeling right now. I mean, I understand, and we've had a few people say the same thing, but I don't think John Cohen wants to have anybody disrupt the rest of their season, especially when they got a chance to have a really good season like the Green Wave's having.
I don't know the answer to this. Maybe you do. When you commit NIL to these guys that are on their roster now, and say they have, you know, they're just sophomores or whatever. Is NIL, is that just a 1 year, you do it yearly? Because if you have stuff committed, a new guy comes in there and maybe he doesn't fit this guy's style, can he say, well, yeah, you can come back, but not at that number? Are these done yearly? Because I would think coaching changes like this, you could inherit a mess if they overpaid some guys and they think they're going to make the same thing next year. How does that work?
Yeah, that's my understanding. And we had John on recently, but really didn't get a chance to get into the NIL. But I believe
The rev share that kid's getting. Is that done yearly, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it is. And that doesn't mean that there aren't some understandings that if things go well, here's what we're going to do and that type thing. But I think it's pretty much the closest thing to guarantees have been the 1 year. Now, I think we're working closer and closer to having written agreements, contracts between the players and the schools that would be either tougher to break or for either side.
And here's my other question. And we had a guy on last Thursday that said this. So if they have a lot of guys leave at the semester, anybody, not just Auburn, anybody, because they're paying these guys monthly, so they're going to leave back. They're not going to pay them if they leave, so they're not going to get that check in January, February. Right. Does that give you more money when you bring somebody in? You can bring somebody in at the portal, and you can give them that money that's left. You'll have a pot of money left over there, I assume, to give the new guys coming in or your current roster.
Yeah, and that I do believe is the case. It's like any budget. I mean, if you've got, or any payroll, I mean, if you have somebody leave payroll, you should be able to add somebody else back on. And that's always been an interesting question to me, is how do you handle the guys that are coming in? Because so many players every year are coming in midterm. You might need a few to leave midterm to be able to bring everybody in, because it's hard to imagine you're going to bring some players, especially transfers, in at midterm and not pay them for a few months.
Well, you know, I think that what makes this one-time portal even better, because I'd hate for a guy to take my money all next semester and then at the end jump in the portal. So either you keep the money you got now and you know what you got, or you move on. But you're not going to take my money and then leave right there at the summer. So I didn't think about it like that. In that aspect, I think that's probably a pretty good rule. I commit the money to you. We're committed to each other, and you can't leave anymore.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought about that either, Barry, but that does. That does make a lot of sense that you'd be able to do that. The players, since the portal is going to be opening on January 2nd, players jumping in the portal, you'd have a much better idea of what your budget's going to be.
Yeah. I think people will be a little more apprehensive, not sure in their worth to jump in the portal and leave what they got. Go ahead, Dap.
Well, that's fine. Auburn basketball have a hard time in the league, or are they get better?
I think they're getting a little better. They look like they're playing a little better defense here the last couple of games. We'll find out pretty quickly. It's going to be a fun week, isn't it? How about this? I mean, depending on what poll you're looking at, both teams are playing the number one team in the country this week here in town. I'm going to find out a good bit on Sunday when Auburn and Houston play up at Legacy. So that's going to be a real shot of reality. I mean, there's no question these guys can score. They haven't really shot it really well. Last night was their best shooting night they've had, but they haven't shot it really well percentage wise. But last night's also the first time they've been under 95 points in their first three games and the two exhibitions. So they're going to score points. They're going to have to figure out, can they defend? They haven't had Keyshawn Murphy there, the Mississippi State transfer there at the post for the last couple of ball games. He probably could have played last night, but they sat him out. But it's been good to see the junior college 7-foot transfer, Emeka Purim, has played really well the last couple of ball games, giving them a rim protector, and that's something they're really going to need is having somebody there on the back end after, you know, being spoiled with Janai Broome and Dylan Cardwell for the past couple of years. I believe they've got the athleticism to be a pretty solid defensive team. Kevin Overton's probably the anchor of that out on the wing, and he's the guy that can also score. But yeah, to me, it's defense. Are they going to be able to, keep teams from getting into the paint? I think they got the quickness to be able to defend out on the perimeter, but I think that's the key. But athletically, they've looked pretty good here for the first few ball games. But no question, real test coming up on Sunday against Houston.
Yeah, looking at their schedule, I pulled it up. They got Houston along down the line, yeah. Oregon, Michigan. Will Wade, NC State, and Arizona and Purdue, so they're going to be challenged as well.
Oh, it gets real. Yeah. It gets real quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So where does DJ Durkin stand with the Auburn people there? I mean, you can't hire, if he's not going to get the job, whoever you hire, you can't tell them they have to keep DJ Durkin. No. I mean, obviously, if they want to keep him, they can, but where does DJ Durkin factor in with Auburn's plans here?
I think a lot of the people, you know, a lot of folks would sure love to have him stay here, whether it's as head coach or defensive coordinator. And I think he and his family are very happy here and would like to stay. Obviously, he'd like to stay on as the head coach, but I mean, he's made a good impression, not just on the field. So I think, you know, DJ's done an outstanding job. There's some people that say, well, look, it's same old, just the other side of the ball after last week's game. But I really think that a big part of there were a couple of big keys last week. First of all, when Diego Pavia is rolling, he's really, really tough to handle. But I think that last week, DJ couldn't do something that, and I think we talked about it last week, Barry. The fact that during the ball game, what he had normally been doing, you know, obviously as a defensive coordinator and down there on the field, when the defense came off the field, he'd be able to go over there and get with them and talk to them about what just happened, what they needed to do the next time they go out, and being able to make adjustments. And you can't do that as a head coach. You can't really turn your back on the field and go over and spend time with the defense. And in 4 days, it's really hard to imagine they could have come up with much of a plan to delegate or how to get those messages to the players. They've got a little time to get that done, but no, I think everything DJ has done has set well with the Auburn folks. And I think including the ones that are going to be involved and have a voice in there with John Cohen and making the decision. And they'd love to keep him around. But like you said, you can't do that. I don't think it's fair to tell someone who's interested in the job, well, but you have to keep, you know, this coach or that coach or these coaches. I think it needs to be their staff. So it'll be interesting to see how it works out. And you know, when you're talking about John Sumrall, you wonder if DJ, would stick around, if John Sumrall were the guy, someone who is on his side of the ball, who he's competing for the job against and is a little younger. So that I think those things are all factors.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't really know it much to ask you. I think what I can gather, John is going to get the two or three guys he thinks is good and then call the money people rather than interview them publicly. Is that not correct?
No, that is correct. And Jason Caldwell, who we have on every Wednesday, you know, we talk a good bit anyway. Jason had a story the other day, and I think it's been picked up by some others, that they're already in the process of having some conversations, you know, not face to face, but I mean, now you can do so many things through Zoom and other ways that there are already some preliminary conversations and interviews that are going on with seven or eight candidates. And John told Jason that that there'd be seven or eight seated coaches that they would have talked to here within the next week or so. So yeah, they're definitely in that process right now.
Recruiting, I guess the recruits that Auburn has committed, they just kind of on hold there. Does John Cohen call those families and just kind of update them on the situation? How do you handle that, Bill?
Yeah, that is what can you tell them? You can tell them that you're in the process and you're going to hire the best guy you can. I think one of the things that's been encouraging is, the current coaches have to keep working, and I mean they need to do the thing that's best for them. But part of that is to try to leave everything if they do leave everything in as good a shape as possible, and be able to have I guess the best references possible. But I mean, we're hearing that the DJ Dirk and Derek Nix and the assistants are all talking to the players again. I don't know how much you can tell them. You can tell them that you feel like the program's in good shape and headed in a certain direction, but you sure can't guarantee who's going to be their position coach or their head coach.
Yeah. Well, anything else happening down in Auburn? How's the fan base right now? What do you expect crowd-wise for that Mercer and then Iron Bowl? It doesn't matter who's coaching there. I think this rivalry's had somebody different on the sideline, even when Coach Saban having COVID in the last 7 years. It's been a different coaching matchup going on, but Auburn will give everything they got to win that game. That would obviously not make their season, but that would really help some of the Auburn people. They could knock off Alabama.
Oh, you're not kidding. It's really interesting. I think after the performance against Vandy, folks are a little more upbeat, even though it was a loss, just seeing that, hey, this offense can do some things. They do have a quarterback that can make some plays and compete in the SEC. And I think a lot of folks are really interested in seeing, how does this work against Vandy? Do you sit Ashton Daniels to try to get an extra year of eligibility from him? Does that mean Deuce Knight gets to play? I think there'll be folks that want to see exactly, is this offense still able to put up points, and can the defense play more like they played leading up to now in that Mercer game? Then obviously there's the Iron Bowl where it's going to be the way it always is. So no, I think it's probably a little more upbeat as far as the fan base here heading into the final two games here with the open date this weekend.
Tell everybody where they can find you, Bill.
Yeah, it's The Drive every afternoon on ESPN 106.7. You can check us online at ESPNAU.com. Or go to RadioAlabama.net, listen live, or download the podcast.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, guys. Bill. Have a great week.
All right, there's Bill Cameron, ESPN 106.7. All right, let's talk about Bryant Bank before we get to break.
Bryant Bank, go by Bryant Bank and meet the people there, then you'll enjoy them. Open up a business or personal account or both, and you'll find that Bryant Bank will be very helpful to you. They'll do a good job at handling your money, which is very important. They'll give you good checks that you can write on behalf of Bryant Bank for your money. You can bank online around the clock. Your money is going to be safe. Bryant Bank is an outstanding bank. The people that have been there just love it. And I can tell you one thing. I've tried other banks, and Bryant Bank is the bank for me. So go by Bryant Bank. It's going to be heard of it.
Four locations right here in the Northport, Tuscaloosa area. We'll talk with David on Friday about all the great things going on at Bryant Bank. We may not let him pick a game, though, because he said Mississippi State was going to handle the cover against Georgia. And that didn't happen. All right, you listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 a.m. WTBC. The Vinegar Tip is next, plus your phone calls.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, here's your Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Starting in Foster's with some construction updates. It's 2059 eastbound right before Foster's. That's Holly Springs Lane at exit 62. Also in Tuscaloosa, more long-term road construction updates on 2059.
With Quick Connect technology that makes it easy to set up your new tree in a few clicks.
Wow.
Hurry in for Black Friday happening now at the Home Depot.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
Your home for Alabama Crimson Tide football. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Inside the Locker Room, this Vinegar Tip for this Wednesday, brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Michael's our agent. Let him become yours. Give him a call today, 205-752-8500. What do we got this morning for the Vinegar Tip?
Well, I'm sort of in the food category because the food's coming up. I would tell you how to make potato salad, but if you don't have a pen or pencil, you won't write it down. So I might do that tomorrow. So think about that tomorrow, about that potato salad. Some people have said something about making bread. I don't know who makes any bread. I usually buy it, but Barry and them, I don't know what they do. But if you want to give your homemade bread really get it crusty, then brush the top of it with vinegar and do it right before you bake it. And it'll finish off, and it'll really be good. I had somebody text me about cheese, and I'll tell you about cheese. That's bread, and I'll tell you about cheese. To keep your cheese fresher longer, wrap it in a cloth moistened with vinegar. Get your cloth, get some vinegar on it, and wrap your cheese in there. Don't just keep laying it out there cold in the refrigerator. And then store it in a sealed container. That'll make a lot better for your cheese. I don't know what all you're doing, but I got all kind of ideas. And as I go through this stuff that I get, I'm going to give you a recipe or two, because people have been yakking about wanting a recipe. So I'll give you a recipe that sometime this week. Anyway, that's it for the vinegar tip.
All right, so there you go. That vinegar tip is brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 205-752-8500. All right, Chase, let me know who these phone calls are here. We'll get right to the Yellowwood hotline, and we'll get Tom into the show. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Tom, you there? I don't know. I've got Chase. Check those phone lines there. I don't know who those people are. I don't want to bring you in. I guess Tom may be on another line there. So I got Chase. We had some calls coming in. Chase was busy doing something there. But there we go. All right, get right to the Yellowwood hotline. What's up, Philip?
Good morning. I just got back from the dentist, so I just want to give you guys a call. What did you think about the ranking show last night and all that?
Oh, I thought it was about right. I mean, which it, you know, everything is laying on this Texas Georgia game. If Texas were to have their third loss, it's going to be interesting. Texas Tech moved up a shot of Ole Miss. The rest of it is pretty much the same. Not really that much. Barry may have something he wants to share with you, but I think it's, you know, right now it's kind of status quo. But I think the big game, well, Oklahoma's a big game. Two big games, yeah. Oklahoma, Alabama, yeah. And Texas, Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Texas, Georgia game is just a huge game for both teams, really. But, you know, I think Texas, with their defensive front, they've got a good chance. Of course, you're going to say, well, you also picked Mississippi State to beat Georgia last week, which I missed that badly.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think that's going to be one heck of a game in Athens. And, of course, we've got to have our hands full. And I guess the interesting thing last night, I was watching some Alabama podcaster last night talking about A.K. Deer a little bit, like he might play, according to some posts that Deer apparently put out, which I did not see myself.
Well, I mean, if they're really worried about the running game, these other guys, I don't – kid from County High, somehow he just kind of faded away. They need to try something else if they're hell bent on running the football, because what they're doing is not working.
Yeah, they gave up on Kevin Riley about 4 weeks ago, I think, and his playing time significantly decreased, and I really don't know why.
Yeah,
it did. You know, he had one game there where he might not have had some great numbers and things like that, but you know, he still has some juice that I like. And you know, A.K. Deer, as I've said before, and here ad nauseum, he's got the longest run from scrimmage, and he doesn't play.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they just don't think you have to have a running game. So, but you do need that guy to protect the quarterback, that running back there to block. So you better have somebody back there that can protect Ty.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know about this game coming up. I say that every week and we pull it out. But if we don't play better than we've done the last two games, Oklahoma wins.
Yeah. You know, Oklahoma stuffed the run. Last year we had a running quarterback. This year we got a passing attack. Can they take your passing attack away like they did the run? That's what we'll find out. Thank you, Phillip.
Sure will. Thank y'all.
All right, back up the Yellowwood hotline, Ragged Glory. What's up, Ragged?
Hey, good morning, guys. This is a question that has been looming in my brain for so long, and I thought I'd start asking all you scholars out there, especially you, Coach Wimp.
Yeah, you called the wrong show if you're looking for a scholar.
Yeah. Well, I got you to back Wimp up. How about that?
There we go.
All right? You're like the assistant coach. Hey, you know what? With all of this realignment of the collegiate football conferences, why is it still today, and maybe there's a vinegar tip for this, as to why they haven't pushed Notre Dame into a competitive conference? Why do they get to stay independent? It just bothers me, man.
Because they don't want to share the money, Rack of Glory, and they can get away with it. They get to keep all the money. They get to keep all their TV money. They don't have to share it with anybody.
it just really comes down to that.
Yes.
Money? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's.
You don't think?
I don't know.
You don't think money's big for these schools?
Well, money's big for every school. I mean, look at for every school that's trying to compete, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but you know what? We're Notre Dame. We go way back, and we can do this, and we can do. No. I think it would be more competitive if they would have to be shuffled into a conference where they can play real football teams.
If I were the ACC, I would say either you get in the league, or we're not playing you in anything. Start hurting where they can't get a schedule. But don't schedule them five games or whatever they're doing, but still not let them be in the league. Say, if you want to play ACC teams, then you got to get in the league, period. If you don't get in the league, we're not scheduling you. And you got to cut them there.
Now there's a strategy. That sounds like a good vinegar tip.
There you go. Thank you, Ragged.
All right. Thanks, you.
Ragged.
All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Morning, morning, folks. How are y'all?
We're all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Barry, I think you got a good point on the question you asked earlier, and that is, do we need a running game? Who in the college football world is lighting it up by running the ball? Everybody's going to say, well, Missouri is. Well, they're not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, they can run the ball. Great. You know, the name of the game, Coach Stallings said it. You know, we used to bellyache at him. All he does is run the game. And he turned around and said, yeah, hell yeah. All I do is win. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to move the football. You got to move the football. If you can't run it, then you got to protect the passer. You got enough receiver. You can get the ball to those guys behind the line of scrimmage, screen pass. There's other ways to get it to them, but I don't know why everybody thinks you have to run the ball. Maybe you don't.
I don't think. Let me ask you this. Isn't it simple math? Over on the defensive side of the teams we play, there's five guys, they weigh 300 pounds. That's 1,500 pounds. On our side, there's five guys, they weigh 300 pounds. That's 3,000 pounds that a 200-pounder is running into the middle of. Now, it's simple damn math to me.
Yeah. I don't think you see as many running back. I mean, what running back have we played that just absolutely destroyed us?
None.
Yeah, I mean.
And we had one of the best running backs that you could have on the Coach Saban, Jahmyr Gibbs. You see what he's doing with Detroit?
Yeah.
He's lighting it up there. We couldn't get a 2-yard run out of it when he was here under Coach Saban. Don't give me this crap about, well, we run the ball under Saban. No, we didn't. And here's the bottom line to why we're so worried about running the ball. Because in the fourth quarter, we're so used to, back in the good old days of Coach Saban, we'd take that big back and hammer that line of scrimmage and drain that clock.
Yeah.
That ain't happening no more.
No.
That ain't going to happen. Bo Scarborough is not in the backfield no more.
Mm-mm.
And it ain't going to happen. So give up on that.
Yeah. I agree.
Hey, I want to run this by you, too. I noticed in Alabama-St. John's basketball game the other day, and I'm going to hang up after I say this because I want to hear what you and Coach say. About halfway through the second half, St. John's tone was hanging out. Alabama had run them to death.
Thank you, Tom.
See y'all.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
I don't know. Do you think Alabama ran them to death?
Alabama got some cheap baskets. I think they don't get back on defense sometime. I think Alabama was probably a better condition, than St. John's. Had more people to play than St. John's did, but
You got LeBaire and Fylon hitting step back threes. It's going to be a long night for you. All right, to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, guys. Robbie Glenn, Striker Strong.
What's up, buddy?
I'm just enjoying this little warmer weather than we had the last 2 days.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I want to stick to what Tom just was going with basketball. With such a long season, I mean, it's a hard season, and we're playing such great teams at the beginning. Is it more important for Coach Oates to get like that 5-6 guys, get them familiar with each other since we have so many new players, or building depth and getting ready for such a long season, trying to get as many players? We know to win the game is the most important, but don't you got to build a lot of depth, even though these games are really tough at the beginning?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, you got to have depth. Yeah, the more you got that can play, the better off you are. The second answer is better than the first.
Yeah, and young, you want to find combinations that play well together when you have a lot of guys. Get you a good substitution pattern down. Like, I watched Louisville last night, man, and I have a lot of guys on my little high school team. Not anybody cares about that. But Louisville was running those guys in and out of there. They had fresh bodies coming in all the time. So if you have depth, you have to have a plan as to how to play it, and then who can we play together? Who plays well together? And they do all the analytics and stuff like that. So that's some of the things you're trying to figure out. But they got some guys that are really, really good. The really only reason you take them out is to get a little bit of rest, because the guys like Phylon and the kid from Auburn, name just flipped right out of my head. Those guys can play. They can play all day. They're so conditioned. But you want to watch Reitzel with that coming off that injury. You don't want to wear him down. But some of those guys could play 40 minutes if they needed to.
Okay. So, all right, enjoy the show.
All right,
guys.
Robbie.
I appreciate everything.
Thank you, sir.
All righty.
All right, we'll double these breaks on the back end, but there should be a great game tomorrow night with Purdue coming in. Two contrasting styles there, more of a physical half-court grind your team versus a team that goes up and down. Purdue got the best of Alabama last year, and I know Nate Oates wants to get revenge there, but it should be a great environment here in Tuscaloosa. I hate the game so early. It's just hard, as I say, for people to get in there. But you're going to have to get there early and get ready to go. If you go to the concession stand, then you're going to have to get you a lot of money. That's all I can tell you at this point. So anything else before we let them go?
That's it. Great job.
All right, Chase, that's it for today's show. The Gary Harris Show is next. Gary's been up. Gary thought it was Thursday, Chase, so make sure he knows that it's Wednesday, and he's going to get Wednesday's guest in here today. I do that too, Gary, so don't worry about it. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.